Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Chaf, and we are, we'll start again with the Mishnah on Yud Tes Mem Beis, again with the Shiur sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, and Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So just one ha'ara on the last line, right before the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if somebody is sitting with their son or with their friend, can the latter trust that the former took off ma'aser? So if somebody is sitting with their father, then it's the father's responsibility to be ma'aser, and therefore the son could trust that the father did. I don't know, they're not talking to each other, or just whether halachically, but a friend would not. Why is that? So obviously the father has a responsibility, interesting, in the Torah to teach his son Torah. That it says, v'shinantum levanecha. What about the mitzvah of chinuch? That's not beferish in the Torah anywhere. It's not counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs. Nowhere is the mitzvah of chinuch mentioned. This is one of the classic examples that Rav Asher Weiss likes to bring of ratzon ha-Torah. Right, there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, whether chinuch is a mitzvah derabanan, is it on the alumnus, Rashi, Tosfos, and Brachas, on daf memches, is the mitzvah on the father, is the mitzvah on the child, and all these different interesting nafgaminas. But one second. It's derabanan. It's mitzvah derabanan. What? On a daraisa level, I don't have to educate my child. I can let them do whatever they want. The rabbanan were machadesh. I have to teach my child. Of course not. Of course the Torah wants this, and it's an inyan daraisa. It's not a mitzvah daraisa. It's not counted as one of the 613, but it obviously is an idea mi daraisa, as he calls ratzon ha-Torah, or ratzon Hashem, or we might call it the fifth Shulchan Aruch, right? There's mitzvahs darabanan, there's mitzvahs daraisa, and then there's what Hashem wants. And we have that in various places, where we have the halacha of dina debar mitzvah, the Gemara talks about, and the Rambam quotes. If you're selling your field, offer it to your neighbor first, so you could have double the size. If you could get a better deal with somebody else, okay. But dina debar mitzvah, the border owner, right, it's because of menschlichkeit. And it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. Right? And that's what the Rav Chana Wasserman is medayik this from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. When Hashem says, you're doing things that I didn't tell you to do, he says, the pasuk says, alot CVC, I didn't command. Velo dibarti, I didn't say. Velo al salibi, and it didn't go up on my mind. And the targum on that phrase, that triple phrase, lo CVC means, lo pakidas de araisa. I didn't command it in my Torah. Lo dibarti, lo shalchas biad abdi neviya. I didn't tell my neviim to tell you. And velo al salibi, velo ra'ava kadamai. It's against my ratzon. Right, there's a concept of ratzon Hashem. Chinuch is one of the examples. The two classic, he talks about this very often in his shiurim. The two examples that he writes about is chinuch and tzar balei chayim. The Gemara says tzar balei chayim is daraisa. Daraisa, derabanan, but let's say it's daraisa. Where's the source in the Torah for tzar balei chayim? So he quotes 11 different sources in the Rishonim and the Achronim. 11 sources for tzar balei chayim, including Bilam telling the donkey, why are you hitting me? Lama kises atzoncha, or v'rachem aval kol masav, or the pasuk in Ashrei, or halacha Moshe b'Sinai, or unloading your animal, the mitzvah of pirik ratin. How could there be so many sources to the same mitzvah? Why are there so many suggestions? The answer is because there's really no source. The real source is Ratzon HaTorah. The real source is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and we all find a hint to it. But that's obviously the mitzvah of chinuch as well. In the new Minchas Asher that came out on Chumash, this is in Simen Ayin Hey in Dvarim. Right? It's every Simen is expanded. So this is Simen Ayin Hey in Parshas Kisavo about Ratzon HaTorah. Okay, that's just one ha'ara on the last line. So a son can trust the father, because the father has a mitzvah of educating the child and making sure he doesn't eat anything that is not ma'usar. Okay, so now we get to the next Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said, if somebody wants to be a ne'eman, remember the Lashon? Yud Chesem Abeis. Hamekaba Lovlios Ne'eman. If somebody wants to be a Ne'eman on Maaseris, then this is what he has to do. He has to have a Kabbalah in public and with all the details. So now, what happens if he wants even higher than that? Hamekaba Lovlios Chaver. If somebody wants to be a Chaver. So Chaver in colloquial, right? We have Chaver, somebody who is you might call him a friend, Kenei Lecha Chaver, or somebody who is a balabas that has certain standing, right? In the Yekke community, there's something called a Chaver, is a special title. But here, Chaver means a higher level than just being ma'aser, your produce, but being careful with Tumantara. Marafolda lios chaver leinyan taharos. If somebody wants to be known as someone who is very careful of every detail in tuma and tahara, the Rasir Leo says, including he'll be a parush. That's how he translates chaver. Umilvachu neeman al maisras. Besides being neeman on chumas and maisras, mekaba lov lios achshav neeman af al taharos, which is a higher level. Vitrumaso truma velonachzi kanabetuma. We'll trust everything he has is tahar. And continuing that Rasir Leo, vizem mekaba lov chumras hamitzvos. He accepts stringencies kedeshal alahachshul asacherim, so that nobody else stumbles from his produce. Kari chaver klomar zeo chaver ha'amur batara. So if somebody wants this higher standard, not just trusting that he took off shumas and maestras, but that he is a chaver, even tumah v'tara, then eino mocher l'am ha'aretz lach v'yavish. He can't sell anything to an am ha'aretz, any type of food. Why? Because this Mishnah is holding like the man to Amar, that is usur to cause tumah to chulin, even in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see, right? The Marafolda quotes that. Also, the gramtuma, you can't cause any food to become tame. So if you give anything to the Amaretz, you have to assume he's going to eat it when he's tame and make the food tame. So therefore, you can't sell anything to an Amaretz. Lach v'yavish, whether it already got wet, and therefore it is mukhshar l'kabal tuma, or it never got wet, because he'll get it wet, and then it'll become tame. Ve'eno l'kech menu lach. And you don't buy anything that has gotten wet in the past, and therefore maybe it became Tameh. Because the Amaretz is not trusted to say whether it's Tameh or not. We'll see in the Gemara. He's trusted to say whether it got wet or not. That's pretty clear. We don't think he's going to lie about that. Whether it got wet with one of the seven liquids that are Machshu L'Kabal Tumah. But he's not believed to say Tumah V'Tahara. So as long as he says it didn't get wet, so then you would be able to buy from him. Ve'eino... just one hour about Hechshel L'Kabal Tumah. Whenever this comes up, we like to point out this machlokas. If we could give a svara, or an explanation, rather than a svara, an explanation to the concept of machshirin, of one of the seven liquids having to wet the item before it becomes tameh, right? Any type of fruit or vegetable, or anything, meat, that if it never got wet, it can't become tameh. Why not? So, the one... idea. The Ramban says it's about the spiritual pores that are only open after it gets wet. The Ramban and Shmini. V'tama hechsher ki lichluch hasheretz v'hapetamim yidabek b'ma'achalim balachus v'lo b'na kem b'yaveshim. Some type of spiritual pores that are only open when something gets wet. That's the Ramban. But if you look in Rashi, if you take Rashi literally, and it sounds this way in one line in Maseches Chulin, and the Sefer HaChinuch expands on this too in Shmini. Rashi says on that pasuk Yud Aleph Lamed Zayin Lo Hukshar V'Niskan Lios Ochel L'Kabal Tumah Ad She'Yavo Lav Mayim. It's not food until it gets wet. It doesn't have a shame Ochel until it gets wet. Why? The Chinuch expands. Most things we wash before we eat it. So therefore, you might say that it's not called an apple that's edible to me until you wash it off. So says the Chinuch, maybe that's why it doesn't have a shame ochel until it gets wet. That's the explanation for Hechsher. Ein kol ochel sheba olam nikra ochel l'kabo tuma ad sheyavo alav mayim. Until that. Why? L'fi ma sheyala b'tchilas ha-machshava, what I suggest, says the Chinuch, sha'atora lo tachshuv shum davar lios roi ledinav shebo ad shaz gemar malacha. Until gemar malacha. And here, it doesn't have gemar malacha until it's rinsed off, because that's what you usually do. Kshechshir n'shuhur chubur tzom bailim v'chul. Okay, so one thought about Hechsher, right, whether it's the spiritual pores being open, or it is the status of food. It doesn't become food until it becomes wet. So, if somebody wants to become a chaver, they can't sell anything to an Am Haaretz, they can't buy anything that has gotten wet from an Am Haaretz. The Eino Misareach Eitz Al Am Haaretz, then he doesn't eat by the Am Haaretz's house, because he doesn't want to become tame there and then come back and make his own food tame. So he's not Misareach Eitz Al Am Haaretz. Even though we said in the previous Mishnah that you can, maybe as long as you don't eat, but here it's a higher standard. Here's a higher standard for Taurus. The lo ma'archo es lo biksuso, and you don't have an Am Haaretz eat by you in his clothing. Why? Because an Am Haaretz's clothing are all considered tame. Why? Because maybe his wife was a Nida or a Zava, and she sat on it, and they're not careful about the halachas of Tuma and Tara. So the Mara Folda says on the second line, Deksus ha-ma'aretz chamur migufo. It's even more chamur than his bani. Dechayshinan shema yashva aleha ishto Nida. Ubig di ha-ma'aretz medrash leprusim, and big di ha-ma'aretz are Tame. One, or the Mara Folda says, right, his clothing is harder to watch out from touching than his body. So if he wears his clothing, that's, if he's in his own garments, so that would be a problem. So what would you do? You have to give him new garments when he comes in, so he might be Tameh, but, you know, then the clothing at least wouldn't be medrus from his wife. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, other areas which don't seem to be at all connected to Tumah V'Tahara. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's a personality, it's a spiritual personality thing. Aflo yigadlo behem adaka. You can't, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama in the Bavli, we can't raise small animals, daka animals, sheep, goats, because they have a habit of eating in other people's property. And if you have them, then you're assumed to be a goslin, right? Because your animals are going to be in. So you can't be megadel behem adakas. Shalom, right? The Mara Folda, Shalom Yir, Basalas Acherim, quoting from Chazal elsewhere. So that also, it's a higher standard of living. Velo ye paritz binadarim ubischok. And also, you shouldn't be lax in always making nadarim and being having too much levity, right? Because those two are put together. Schok, as the Mara Folda quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, schok v'kalas rosh, margilin as adam li de'erva. Inappropriate levity and lightheadedness leads to avera. V'lo yehei mitami l'mesim. And also, he shouldn't always be mitami l'mesim. There's no isser being mitami l'mesim if you're not a Kohen. Right, no issue to go into a cemetery. But we're not supposed to be involved with Mesim and being Metame, and there's a concept even, you know, to be Tahar for Yisraelim. No Isser, obviously, but not to be Metame Le Mesim. That's what the Rabbi Yehuda says. Umishamish Mesa Medrash. What does that mean? 2 days in the Mefarshim. Mishamish, you service a Talmud Chacham. You're learning Torah in the Beis Medrash. Right, you're learning Torah with your Rebbe in the Beis Medrash. That's what most say it means. That you're mishamish tamid chachamim. Others say maybe it's literally like Yeshua ben Nun, like mishamish, you servicing, you're cleaning, you're the type of setting up. Right, mishamish Beis Medrash, as Chazal say about Yeshua ben Nun. So Rabbi Yehuda adds on these items, right? Not having the animals, paris ben adar mischok, tamid lemesim, and mishamish Beis Medrash. Amr lo v'chum say lo bo elo l'chal. Sorry. Those are nice behaviors, but you don't need those to be a chaver. Those are to be a righteous person, but that's not for being a chaver. If you look in the Rosh Sirlio, he says at least regarding the Tumas Mace, what's the machlokas about? That's the only one that has to do with Tumah V'Tahara. Right? Behemah Dak is about Gezel, Nedarim and Schok is about other Averis, Beis HaMedrash is about, okay, so fine, the Metame Mace has to do with Tumah V'Tahara. So what's the machlokas about? Why does the Behuda say you should be Zahir and the Rechachamim say not? So the Rasilio says, the Svir Leila Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dein Mezumin Lo Efer Para, Paraduma ashes aren't so common and always around. So if you become Tomei Mace, you're going to be Tomei for a while. Avalagabi Keri Dibet Fila, Sagi Dibet Fila Shriach. But if you're going to go to a mikvah, that's okay. There are mikvahs all over the place. So it's not somebody who never becomes Tameh, who's never with his wife, and he becomes a Balkari. That's fine. The Rabbanan sari, the Rabbanan say no, Efer Paranami Shriya. You'll be able to get Paraduma. It's okay. Be able to get Paraduma ashes, and therefore, it is okay. We're talking about the Tanam Rabbi Yehuda. Said the Rosh Yerlio, interesting historically, based on the Gemara in Nida, the Af Bizman Ha'amoraim, Hayalohem Efer Para, Shenishalohem Izman Habayis. They had paraduma ashes even after the Churban, even after the Beis HaMikdash. We know the Mishnah and the Rambam tells us there were 9 paradumas in history. So maybe they had number 9 ashes still left. We're waiting for number 10. Number 10 is going to be Bimos HaMashiach when we have number 10. But we had one in the days of Moshe, one in the days of Ezra, and then another 7 in the days of Bayesheni. They needed a lot of it. And then we'll have one more. But that's the machlokas here, according to the Rosh Sirlio. It's about whether the paraduma ashes were shchiach or not. If they're shchiach, then you become tamei meis, and you just become tar, and it's all good. But the chachamim say, no, it's not so common, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not so common, and therefore don't become tamei meis. But I say it is common, so it is okay. Interesting, the Mishnah there at the Mara Folda says, quoted a schok. Schok v'kalis rosh. Rabbi Lau, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, in Yachal Yisrael, Yisrael Meir Lau, discusses, is schok a good thing or not? It's good to be happy, right? Many Musar Sfarim talk about atzvus is the Yetzirah. If we're sad, we can't accomplish. And if we're depressed, right, it breaks our, I think, right, the Chazal say, anachas shoveres chatzi gufo shel adam, right, anxiety pressures us. So, ask the Achi Yisrael, so what is it? What type of schok? Right, we say, az yamale schok pinu, ol shonenu rina. Right, at that time, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be schok. So it sounds like it's a good thing. Right, we say in Shurim Alas, right, it's a good thing. So is it a good thing or is it not a good thing? So maybe the difference is olam hazeh and olam haba. Right, that az yamale schok pinu, and that's what the Gemara says, in Brachas in the Bavli Lamed Aleph. Aser la'adam shiyamale schok piv ba'olam hazeh. Right, olam hazeh is not for schok. Amar alav Reish Lakish, shemi yamav lo mile schok piv ba'olam hazeh. Reish Lakish never had full schok, so maybe the diak is olam hazeh. But the question is, it says in Koheles, in that parak about there's a time for this, there's a time for that, ace l'schok. But that means ace in olam haba? Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like all those, ace l'melchama ve'ace shalom, ace l'rkod ve'ace, right, it sounds like there's an ace for everything in olam hazeh. So Rabbi Lau says, it's obviously different types of schok. There's a type of schok that's part of Avodas Hashem, and there's a type of schok that's levity, inappropriate levity. But then there's the schok of Avodas Hashem. And the simcha, you might call it simcha, it's a schok simcha, not a schok leitzanis. Right? You might be machalik that way. So there's different types of schok, right? There's schok of mitzvah and schok of not mitzvah, and obviously here we're talking about a schok of not mitzvah, but schok of simcha is for sure a good thing. Right, ivdu as Hashem besimcha. Ivdu as Hashem besimcha. Okay, let's see. The Gemara says. So the Gemara said, and the Mishnah had said that you can't sell to the Amah Aretz anything because he'll make it tamei, and you can't buy from him lach. Ain't a lachek min lach. Hayabesh mutter. But you're allowed to buy something dry. That means it never became wet, and you could trust that it never became wet. Shamei haaretz ne'eman emalak sheros. Because Amah Aretz are ne'eman to say if something was muchshar lekabel tuma. Kshevos here doesn't mean kusher, it means huchshar, whether it has already become wet from one of the seven liquids, Yad Shach Adam, and he's trusted for that. Tomorrow's daf, we'll see in the beginning of the next Mishnah, about washing one's hands for fruits and vegetables that became wet. That comes up on tomorrow. V'tani Kane, Neman Ama Aretz Lo Mara Peres Halol Lo Huchsharu. And we've also learned in a brisa that the Ama Aretz is believed to say that certain fruits and vegetables were in Huchshar. Avaleno Neman Lo Mar Huchsharu. They're not believed to say that they were Huchshar Elosh Lo Kiblu Esatoma. But they didn't become Tame. They're not believed for that. They're believed about physical realities. Did it become wet? Did it not become wet? Did it become tame? That's a halacha. That's not that we won't believe. So, which is one of the achronim, the Tel Torah wonders that this is also Beferu Shegemar and Chagiga in the Bavli and Daf Chav Beis. And when the Kesef Mishnah quotes the source for the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this, he quotes our Yerushalmi right here. He doesn't quote the Bavli and Chagiga. He leaves it Betzarachi and why the Kesef Mishnah felt that the Yerushalmi was more mefurish than the Bavli in Chagiga. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Vachulu. Rabbi Yehuda added on. Four or so, behemadaka, nedar mischok, tumas meis, and mishamish beis amedrash. He added on these four. So Gemara is bedaigin that word af, also, meaning he added on. Ha mechlal du modi al kamaisa. So he's added on five. Less, and so everybody agrees that he can't eat at an Amaritz's house. Right? Rebbe's not arguing on that. He's adding on. The Tanakhama says that, and he's adding. So Gemara says, less ha de pligal de Rabbi Yona. But is this all then against Rabbi Yona? Rabbi Yona we had 2 days ago, right? We had on Yud Ches Mabez, we had a machlokas. And we had a machlokas about the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah says that if somebody wants to be a Ne'eman, he could eat at the Amar Aretz's house. I'm sorry, he could be at the Amar Aretz's house. Can he even eat there? That was a machlokas. Rabbi Yona said, no. No, you could be there because, you know, you want your friends, as we said, but you can't eat there. And Rabbi Yossi said you could even eat there. Because we'll assume that you're only eating there because you'll be embarrassed not to eat there, but when you're home, you won't eat, sell anybody to my. Just because you go there and even you eat there doesn't ruin the fact that you're a Ne'eman. So the Gemara says, here everybody agrees, you can't eat there. But 1 second. According to Reb Yonah that said earlier, well, you can't eat there anyway, why can't you go there? Why can't you go there? Rabbi Yonah Amar Chaverin Ena Chashudin Lo Lechov Lo Lahachil. So why can't you go there and, you know, you'll be Neman because you're not eating there anyway, just like we said in the previous Mishnah. Answer, no, because in the previous Mishnah, what were we worried about? Only eating. So we assume that you control eating. Eating is a conscious decision. If you go there and you know that you're a Neman, you're not going to eat there, fine. But what are we worried about in this Mishnah? Touching. Touching for Tumah V'Tahara. Shelo Yelech V'Yitame Gufo. We don't want him to his body to become Tameh without realizing it even. V'Yavo V'Yitame Taras. Then he's going to go home and make things Tameh. So that's the big difference. So that's why you can't even go. Even if you want to say, oh, he's not going to eat there. Okay, the previous Mishnah, that was enough for Chumas and Maestris to be a Ne'eman, but to be a Chaver, to be trusted for Tumah V'Tahara, so that you need higher and you can't be in a house where things might make you tummy. Says the Gemara, V'yafilo ad Rabbi Yossi. Okay, now let's focus on the other sheet, the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was one that said, you're allowed to eat there. You're allowed to eat there because, you know, you're eating because you don't want to be embarrassed, you don't want to embarrass him, and you're still trusted to be a Ne'eman when you come home. Les ha de pliga de Rabbi Yossi. Omar chavirin chashudin lochal, veina chashudin lahachil. So, do you have to say that this is against, that Rabbi Yossi is against our Mishnah? Because there, Rabbi Yossi interpreted that Mishnah as, you're even allowed to eat there. And here, obviously, you wouldn't be able to eat. So is that against? The Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yossi maybe would agree in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is about something different. Taman, we're flipping the girsa. Taman lemaisras. Aval hacha letaris. Over there, we're talking about maestros, which is a lower level. A lower level, you could even go there and maybe even eat there, and you're still trusted to be mafresh your own chumas and maestros in your home. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about the higher level of ne'emanus, of chavrus. So therefore, even Rabbi Yossi might agree in our Mishnah. And the Braisa itself also shows that it's a higher level. Ne'eman ala taris, ne'eman ala maestros. But if you're Ne'eman for Taurus, you're Ne'eman for Maestros, because you see, Taurus is a higher level. So if you have the higher level Ne'emanus, then for sure you would have the lower level Ne'emanus also. Okay. Says the Braisa, Tani, Kol Haba, if somebody comes and wants to have Ne'emanus, Sarach L'Kabbalah Love, he has to accept upon himself, Afilu Chaver. Even if he is a Talmud Chacham, even if he's a known scholar, Afilu Talmud Chacham, right? No matter who you are, you can know a lot of Torah, but you have to have a Kabbalah, like we said. This was against the Rambam we saw. This is the same Gemara I quoted yesterday. The Rambam says, if you're Talmud Chacham, you don't need. But the Gemara here says, you do need. Aval Chacham sheyashav biyeshiva eino tzarech lekabbalah. But if you're a Rebbe in Torah, sheyashav biyeshiva, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Zakein sheyoshe vidoresh biyeshiva. You're not only learning yourself, but you're teaching. So then, that's an automatic Kabbalah. That's a reflection. Let's say shekvar kibe olav mishas sheyoshav. Right? If he's a chacham sheyoshe biyeshiva, he's a darshan. He's a rav. So then, we could assume there's an automatic Kabbalah when he takes upon himself that position. Maybe we have to assume that if he has the responsibility of spreading Torah, of being that leader, so then he takes it upon himself to have that Kabbalah. That's the first day. First day is that automatic. Amar Rabbi La? No, Rabbi La argues. Remember, La is often Elah. Rabbi La, right? The Aleph falls in the Yerushalmi. V'hu shekibo la bishar rishona. No, he has to be makabel. Even if he is a zaken sheyoshe v'doresh b'yeshiva, as Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, even if he's a zaken v'doresh, no, he has to be makabel. So it's machlokas in the Gemara here, whether a leader, a rabbi, a rebbe, teaching Torah, needs an explicit Kabbalah, that's the second day, Rabbi Law, or it's automatic. Rabbi Yossi Bai, E Mishar Rishona, Rabbi Yossi asked on Rabbi Law, if he needs a Beferish Kabbalah, so Lama Lichaver, Afila Ma'aretz. So then what's the whole line? That a chacham, right, the it seems to be that a chach, the Bryce is talking about a chacham specifically. So if he needs beferish, so just say everybody needs. Just say everybody needs. If there was a beferish Kabbalah, it works for anybody, not just a chaver. Sounds like a chaver needs Kabbalah. What, everybody else would also need Kabbalah too? Okay, no answer given. Asya de Rebbe La, Kriv Shimon Lakish. But this Rebbe La, This Rabbi Law that says that you need a Beferish Kabbalah seems to follow in the Shita of Reish Lakish. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Havi Salak Lagabi Ilin de Be Rabbi Yanai. One time Reish Lakish was going with a group of rabbis to go visit the house of Rabbi Yanai. Why were they going to visit the house of Rabbi Yanai? They weren't going to visit Rabbi Yanai. The house of Rabbi Yanai. The Ras Yerlio says Rabbi Yanai had already died. But they thought they could still learn things from Rabbi Yanai's family. So they used to go to be in Rabbi Yanai's house. See the Rash Sirlio. Beisel shel Rabbi Yanai afilu la'achar misasa. Hayu. L'meidim ha'chachamim miminag beisel. They used to learn from the minag of his family. Right, the Gemara sometimes talks about the Amsei de Bei Rebbe, the maidservant of the house of Rebbe. Right, they learned, the rabbis learned from her. So here they used to go from to learn from the family of Rabbi Yanai. So what happened? Having a shaya chazin lay, Sir Reish Lakish and his chaverim walked in, and all of a sudden the women in the house, they ran away. They ran away from Rabbi Yanai. They ran away from Reish Lakish and the whole group of rabbis. Va'arkim and Kumi. Right? They saw him and they ran away. Why? Because they were nervous about Tumah Tahara. They were nervous. Back to the Rash Sirlio. Kishenichnas bebayis hayu barchin mimenu shloliga bebgadav. They didn't want to touch his clothing. Kisvurin, they thought, Diafa Gabshe Yoshe Biyeshiva. They felt, they knew Reish Lakish was the chief rabbi. But they felt, they held like Rebbe Law, that you need a Beferish Kabbalah. They didn't know if Reish Lakish had one. Right? Diafa Gabshe Yoshe Biyeshiva, Bistama Lo Mizdaher. Even if you're a big rabbi, you're not always Zahir. Ubegadav Tameim, and your Begadav can be Tameh. Back to the Gemara. So they ran away. So Amar Lon, Reish Lakish says, you're very wise. Abba lachun baisa. The father to you in this house, he taught you well. He taught you well, right? The girsa is changed to the bibesa. He taught you well. Am haaretz ani etzel taris. I'm not careful in Tumah Vatara. He uses the lashon of am haaretz. He's not calling himself an am haaretz. But he's saying, right, I am not careful in Tumah Vatara. Right? You see in the Rasilio again, the second to last line. Alma, you see, afa, you're right. Rabbi learned from you. So you see from here, like Rabbi Law, that even though he's a Zakim Yoshe B'Yeshiva, he was not Makbid for every Tumah Vatara. So you see the wife and the family, you know, heard, you know, they were strong and they learned from Rabbi Yanai. I heard recently a fascinating thought about, you know, a wife being behind, and a husband, and here, Rabbi Yanai's wife and family learned from him. Right, the Pasuk says in, by the Meraglim, that Kalev Ekev Ruach Acheres Imo, since he had a Ruach Acheres, he was able to stay strong and not be mushpa from the Meraglim. So I heard recently, one pshat, Ruach Acheres Imo, that meant his wife. He had a strong wife back at home. And because he had that, that already gave him the strength of spirit in order to stay strong and not be influenced. Who was his wife? Miriam. Right? Ekev Ruach Acheres Imo. Kalev had a Ruach Acheres. He had a Miriam back. Everybody's got to have a strong Ruach Acheres. Right? If you have a Ruach Acheres Imo, so then that keeps one strong even when one is not with. Even when one is not with. So that here, Rabbi Yanai had died. Rabbi Yanai had died and still his wife, this is the opposite. Right, this is the, she had his influence. But again, that's the Ruach HaCheres. He had her influence and her strength. Okay, we continue. The Gemara says, Tani, Hu Nana Lachabura, if there is a, somebody who wants to have the Kabbalah, he has to do it in front of a group of three. Ubanav Ubanay Beso Nana Lo. And then his family doesn't have to do a Kabbalah in front of three people, as long as he already had the Kabbalah, so they could just do it in front of him. They could accept in front of him. Is Tani Tani, who banav b'nei beis, nenu l'chabura? No, others say no. Even his family have to do it in front of the three. So which is it? Right? Can they just do it in front of him? Or do they have to do it in front of the three? V'lo paleg no machlokes. Kan b'tfulun la'avien, b'kan b'she'enen tfulun la'avien. It depends if there are children that are kafuf, that are subservient to the father, and they'll listen to the father, and then fine, they could accept in front of him. But if not, if they're already independent or at least independently minded, so then they would have to have their own Kabbalah. And that's what Tani Rav Chalata ben Shaul, Gedolim ne'enin l'chabura, Kitanim ne'enim lo. Gedolim, those that are independent, are ne'en l'chabura, have to have a Kabbalah in front of the Chabura, Kitanim ne'enim lo. Right, that's the that reminds me of the thought of the Gra that we mentioned in the past. The Gra was once going through town, and one of his exiles that nobody knew who he was, and he came to a town, and there was a the Baal HaBos gave him a sefer. He says, "You know what? Maybe he saw he was a little Talmid Chacham. I have a question I don't know the answer to." So he showed him his father's chumash. His father had since passed. His father's chumash, and on the side of the Mara Gadol and the Mara Katan, but the sun and the moon, it says Gushanak. And he says, "I have no idea what this is. You have any idea what it means?" Gushanak. So the Gros says, without batting an eyelash, sure, right? Gadol shesamuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan. Right, that's Rashi Teva's Gushanak. Why? What does that mean? It means you could be 30 years old, but if you're still being supported by your father, you're called a katan in halacha. Why? How do you know that? The sun and the moon. The moon is called the marha katan. Why? Because it just reflects the light of the sun. The sun is the Mara Gadol. Gadol means independence. And Katan means dependence. And that's Gushanak, and that's the Gadol and the Katan. So here too, we have the Gadolim and the Katanim. Here it's not talking about financial, but it's still talking about, subservient Gadolim have to have their own Kabbalah, while Katanim can just do it to the father. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tani. Next time we'll pick up with Daf Chaf Aleph.